At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's the Burt Show.
Based on something that Wendy said earlier off the air, maybe it was even on the air, I got to ask this question this morning, and I'm not sure we're going to get any response to it, but Wendy feels a connection to somebody on TV. She feels like she and this dude from The Bachelor, Roberto, were supposed to be together. Oof.
I mean, he is just good looking. I mean, and he's nice, and he's humble, and he's just chivalrous, and I think if we met, like, we would just... hit it off, and then that would be the guy I marry. Like, if he ends up being the next Bachelor, and I'm on The Bachelor as one of the contestants, one of the girls he has to choose from, he would just go straight to me. He would propose on one knee on the first day.
So here is my question to y'all listening right now, and I'm going to demand you use the voice disguiser. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. Who do you think that you really have a connection with? In movies or TV, or it could be music also. There's a celebrity there that if they just met you, you guys know that you could be best friends, or that you guys would be hanging out, or husband and wife eventually.
Mm-hmm. Do you? Because I'm trying to think.
I was, wrecking my brain right now.
I mean, there's plenty of people I have crushes on, but I really don't think I would, there's anybody that I would say, you know what, if they just met me. Then they would drop on one knee.
I
used to think that about Stifler, but we know where that road went.
Right. Ken had a big time crush on this guy and it never went anywhere.
Dead end right there. And then I want to be friends with Chelsea Handler, but that hasn't gone anywhere either. So those have been my two like connections to a celebrity.
There's got to be something that you've seen in an interview or where you're like, that's exactly like me. That's exactly like me. If I ever meet them, I know that we would hang out.
I mean, I do have bragging rights, but I mean, it's American Idol, but I mean, Kimberly Caldwell, I mean, she remembered me when we were in L.A.
That's true.
And I had a crush on her as soon as I saw her from the commercials for her season of American Idol, I thought. I mean, it's just she was hot. That's what I thought. And sure enough, she still remembers me, so that's awesome.
Now, you guys still it's sort of a business thing, but if you think that, like, if you were out at a bar...
And Katie was not in the picture.
Oh,
yeah. Absolutely.
It's like me and Roberto.
Here is Hannah. Good morning, Hannah. You are on The Burt Show.
Good morning.
All right. What celebrity connection do you have that the celebrity has no idea about?
I swear I could be best friends with Julia Roberts.
You think?
I just think that people have told me before that I remind them of her, and I really think, like, she'd be a cool person, and I love watching her movies and her interviews and stuff, and I just think I could be friends with her.
That's the beauty of Julia Roberts right there, is that I think women are connected to her, that you really kind of feel like. You know, for me, it was that that dude on Robin Big, the little guy, skateboarding dude.
Rob
Diedrich. If we ever hung out, I'm telling you, man, we'd board.
Y'all have bulldogs.
We both have bulldogs.
Walk your dogs
together. We could be hanging together.
Absolutely.
You could have a bromance.
We could. 1-877-588-2378.
Are you ever going to stop watching MTV? I'm just curious.
Probably not. And there's nothing that, and it's not really anything that engages me, but I can't turn it off, man.
It's like your homepage on the TV.
Yes, it is.
Good morning, Jessica. You're on The Burt Show.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, what celebrity, if you just met them, you know you guys would be hooking up?
Okay, Johnny Depp.
Okay,
why?
Not even just because he's really attractive, but just on an intellectual level. I mean, he completely created his own concept of that pirate, and you know what I mean. I mean, who doesn't?
Jack Sparrow,
Yeah. So it's like, you know, and then wanting to open his own music studio. I happen to be a musician. I love, you know, the creative aspect, not just like the dance pop music, but all different kinds. Just on an intellectual level, I think he and I would have a lot of fun.
I'm sure there are a lot of women that agree.
Absolutely.
Julie, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Oh, my. Charlie Sheen. I just know that I'm the one that's for him. That's why he can't never stay married.
Oh, really? Okay. So once he came into your life, all that nonsense goes away.
That's okay.
I love that.
You could tame him.
That's fantastic.
Now, is this purely physical, or is there something that you guys have, some kind of connection that you have, maybe the party lifestyle or whatever, where you're like, I think
I kind of understand the way he is, so mm-hmm. I think we can get along that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's funny.
I used to think that about Diane Lane. I used to have a crush on her. I thought, you know what? We'd be buddies. She could confide in me, and she could trust in me. We'd be friends. And, you know, maybe a little alcohol one night. Who knows?
Maybe, just maybe.
I mean, you know, it's okay.
Good morning, Alyssa. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. I think I would be best friends with Rachel McAdams. Mm-hmm. She's kind of random, but she just seems really sweet. She's also got a green website, and I'm a green freak, and, you know, I just think that we'd be best friends.
Okay.
That's cool. I love how Wendy and Jen,
Wendy's looking at her like she's crazy, but she wants to hook up with Roberto from The Bachelor.
No, I didn't think that was crazy at all. No, Rachel McAdams seems like a cool chick.
Yeah, she's cute. I loved her in Wedding Crashers.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, Michael. You're on The Burt Show.
Well, Cameron Diaz and I were actually made for each other.
You okay. are. Now,
she
this
just
is
doesn't
not,
know it yet.
Not just physical, not just that right. you think she's hot, but there's something else
no.
there.
There's a connection. I think when I saw Charlie's Angels the first time, mm-hmm. I mean, it just happened for me. We're going to go surfing together. It's fantastic.
She spoke to you like Roberto speaks to me every Monday night on The Bachelorette. He's like, Wendy, I'm waiting for you.
It's Jessica. Good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, I know he's not real, but if Harry Potter was a real person, him and I would be best friends. Like, I would totally kick Hermione to the curb. I read those books, and I just felt such a connection. And when I was done, I was completely depressed.
Now, that was another way to go with it. I didn't think about that. Like, what fictional character, were alive, do you think that you have a connection
You know
with?
What? I bet a lot of people feel, I mean, not necessarily about Harry Potter, but, like, people who are really connected to characters in books.
Mm-hmm.
And not just, like, fantasy books, but romance novels or detective novels. I bet there's a lot of people that feel the same way.
Vanessa, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hi, Robin Thicke, the singer.
Robin
I did not know that he was Caucasian because I had listened to his music, mm-hmm. but when I saw him, I just knew that we could connect. Not physical, but just good friends.
Right, but if it happened, right. I mean, you wouldn't kick him out of bed.
She didn't hear that part. What I am learning is that most people connect with other good-looking people. I haven't heard anybody say, I connected with an ugly person that's on TV.
There are hardly any ugly people on TV.
Sarah, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, my connection would be with Taylor Hanson.
Okay.
Taylor Hanson.
Since I was about 13.
From okay. Hanson Brothers.
And you've never,
You've
never had a chance to actually be in front of Taylor Hanson.
Well, I was in the front row and we made eye contact. He knows I'm out there. Just waiting for him to realize he married the wrong woman.
Okay, there's still time. You know, 50% of marriages break up, so let's hope that happens for you. Hey, Andrea, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning, Burt.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi. My celebrity that I know I'd be great friends with if we ever met is one Burt Weiss.
Oh, yeah, you and I are hanging out, huh?
Yes.
Okay, what is it that I've said that we have this connection?
It's just your philosophy on life and some things that you've said that really connect, and there's times that I have said something to my sister and then she'll call me and be like, did you hear Bert just say the exact same thing you said? So we're connected in the mind.
This is, you know, this is exactly how Stacy and I met, my wife and I met, in this way right here.
What?
Say that again?
Yeah, she was listening to the show. She was a listener when I was up in Washington, D.C.
No way.
I've told you guys this story.
No, I thought you met at an event.
We did. She went specifically out to the event to meet me.
Wow.
Oh, you don't remember that?
No.
I don't remember that part of it. I remember y'all met at a radio station event, but I didn't think she had been a big-time listener or anything.
She was in a carpool with a bunch of girls, and I'm not sure that Stacy was either a casual. I think she was a casual listener, and the girls in the carpool said, you know, this dude sounds like a guy. He says things that you say, and I bet you guys would be really, you'd hit it off if you met.
Really?
So it was St. Patrick's Day, and she went to the event with all these girls in the carpool, and sure enough, we hit it off, and the rest is written.
Huh. That's cool.
Hey, Mel, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning. Mine is Melissa Carter.
Yes,
really?
It is.
All right.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know how you go to dinner parties and people talk about, you know, if you could have lunch with somebody dead or alive, celebrity mm-hmm. or not, who would you pick?
I always say Melissa.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, I listen to you, and you are so intelligent and articulate, but you are always honest and straight up with people, and I love that about you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I think we could hang and have a great time.
We could hang and have a good time.
Preferably alive, I'm thinking.
Right.
Way more fun to do a lot.
Yes.
Absolutely. I love you guys. We've been listening to you for years, and don't do the damn thing.
Thank you, Mel. Appreciate it. Have a great day. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Here, Bird Show.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.